Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, welcome to another of our live in-studio performances in the series we call the Soundcheck Podcast. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. The singer and guitarist Niloufer Yanya has been attracting a lot of attention in London over the last couple of years, even though she hasn't released a debut full-length LP yet. But she's developed already a distinctive songwriting style, a songwriting voice, and when her album does come out, it'll be called Miss Universe, and it may not be what that title leads you to expect. We'll talk with Niloufer about that in a couple of minutes, but first, she and her band are here to play some music for us. This first song is called In Your Head. That's Niloufer Yanya and a song called In Your Head from her forthcoming record called Miss Universe, which comes out on March 22nd. You heard Niloufer singing and playing the guitar with Jazzy Bobby on keyboards and backing vocals. You'll hear her playing some sax later. And behind our drum kit is Ellis Dupuy and Natasha Chitiat playing the bass. Nilufer, to you and the band, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So that song, In Your Head, there's kind of a, it seems a recurring theme in a lot of the songs from Miss Universe of people who are uncomfortable or unsettled in their own minds. Mm. Is that something that you set out to do?
No.
But it happened.
It was kind of like a, on reflection after doing the album, I could kind of pick out the different themes in some of the songs, and there was quite a few of those like themes about like anxiety or like overthinking, or I guess, yeah, based around your mind.
And then the songs are not the whole story of Miss Universe, because sprinkled throughout are what sound like public service announcements.
Yeah, exactly.
For something called Way Health.
Yep.
Way is spelled W-W-A-Y. Why?
Stands for We Worry About Your Health.
Okay.
And it's a health management company, which is fictional and exists within the album, but they essentially, like, for every service they provide, that you're also giving away more and more of your information, and the last part is like your mind. So it's like once they access your mind, then you kind of have no control left.
Well, now it's interesting you say it's a fictional company that exists only on the record, because it's also on your website.
Yeah.
And it's pretty convincing looking once you get into it. You know, it's got like fee structures and different phases, and phase one is
Miss Universe.
Miss Universe. So what is the significance of phase one being Miss Universe?
So phase one, I guess it's like the starting point.
Mm-hmm. And so the starting point is you as Miss Universe.
Yeah, and it was kind of, I wanted there to be a narrative throughout the album, but I also wanted to create a character. So the character is Miss Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of controlling you through phase one. Or he, you don't even know who it is.
Okay. So it's not just the darkness inside your head. There's this darkness outside there.
Yeah, so I wanted to make the website and all those things so it feels more like a physical, or like, I guess, what do you call it? It's all online, so.
Mm-hmm. But now, you know how.
Space.
But you know how the internet works. And if enough people check out Way Health on your website, somebody at some point is actually going to send you $49.95. Yeah, and then what do you do?
Did I send them extra copies of the LP?
Extra copies of the record. Okay. But that hasn't happened yet?
No.
All right. So now you're originally a classically trained pianist, right?
Oh, kind of. Like I did classical music at the beginning. So kind of, yeah.
Yeah. But the guitar is front and center in a lot of your songwriting. How did you come to that instrument?
When I was about 12, just when I started writing songs, really, is when I started learning guitar. So I kind of learned how to write with the guitar. Mm. And I learned how to play guitar because I was writing songs.
And you didn't want to write at the piano?
I did a bit, but I didn't really have the kind of sound I was searching for.
And what was that? Did you know what you were searching for? I mean, at the age of 12, very few people really know what it is.
Yeah, I didn't think I knew what the sound was, but I knew I wanted to be on guitar because I thought guitars were cool, so.
Yeah. And that might explain why you seem to sometimes find unusual chord progressions, it seems, to me, anyway.
Thanks.
Yeah. So the album comes out in March, called Miss Universe, and this kind of storyline unfolds over the course of the record. Are the characters, is it a single character that you see going through this whole process?
It's meant, the way I did it, I was kind of imagining, so like you're listening to the album, so then you get put onto the phone line, you get put on hold, so automatically the character becomes you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the journey, I become the heavyweight champion of the year.
Yeah, you could be, yeah.
Because that's where it leaves us.
Yeah.
This is also one of the songs that has been released as a single and as a video. And you want to play it for us now?
Yeah.
All right. We're speaking with Nilufer Yanya and hearing her and her band here in our New York studio. Right now, let's hear this song called Heavyweight Champion of the Year.
sing.
This is the bar I'm staying. This is the bar where I can't think for myself. This is the bar I'm waiting. This is the bar I'm staying. This is the bar where I don't want no one else. Don't want no one. Don't want anyone. I'm tired from all these dreams, lack of sleep. I'm still wired to want these things. Don't bring him. Don't bring. You're a liar, a liar girl who knows your limit. Getting higher and higher. No, he can't come at you. You're a liar, a liar girl who knows your limit. Getting higher and higher. No, he can't come at.
That is called Heavyweight Champion of the Year. It's a song by Niloufer Yanya, which you will find on her forthcoming full-length debut, the album called Miss Universe. Live performance from Niloufer and the band here in our Soundcheck studio, part of newsounds.org, our live in-studio performance series. So Niloufer, I mentioned this is where the album ends. This is where it leaves us, which, if I say something's an ending, it suggests it's a conclusion you've reached. But that's not really how the album works. I mean, it's not like all problems have been solved by the end.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost seems like you're kind of back where you started from.
Yeah, I think the conclusion for me is like, the last thing it says is like, oh, please give up. or something. And then the song is kind of about like realizing you like you're at your own limit of something, and you know it's okay to give up. You don't have to like force yourself and punish yourself.
Mm-hmm. And does it cost you $49.95 to get that lesson? Or?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Nilüfer is a Turkish name, right?
Yeah.
What about Yanya?
It's also Turkish, yeah.
Is it? Mm. Okay.
It's actually a place in Greece.
In Greece?
It's the Turkish name. Because, okay. Yeah.
And is that where your family is originally from?
My dad's Turkish, yeah. Mm-hmm. But loads of Turkish people used to live in Greece, and loads of Greek people used to live in Turkey, and then they swapped over, so they kind of took the names from where they were from.
I see. But you were born and raised in London?
Yeah, in London.
Okay. And I understand you and your sister, one of your older sisters?
Yes, my older sister.
Had, or maybe still have, a kind of a project is called Artists in Transit? Is
yeah. That? Yeah. It's actually all my sisters and my mom and all our friends and like...
Well, explain what it is.
So we do art workshops with refugees in... We've actually been working in Athens, which is in Greece. And yeah, we just bring different sorts of equipment and different people each time and do different workshops. And we've been mainly working in squats at the moment in Athens. And
with people who are kind of in transit themselves, because a lot of them don't want to stay in Greece. They want to move on.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what kind of stuff is it, like visual arts? Do you do music?
Visual arts, mainly, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So is that an interest of yours as well?
Yeah, yeah. We've always... like done art as children, like all together, because our parents are artists, so it's something that we wanted to, like, we're not doctors or like we're not psychologists or not therapists, so like it's one of the things that we kind of know how to do, so
right.
And I think it's such a, I don't know, I really enjoyed making things as a child, so I think, you know, it'd be nice for people, even if you're in stuck in a sort of situation, I don't see why you shouldn't have access to those like basic things.
Right. And let's face it, art is a basic thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's often the first thing to go when education programs have budget slashes, but it's
absolutely,
it's kind of essential to one of the things that makes us human, right?
Yeah.
So were you working with kids or adults or both?
Both, but mainly like the workshops kind of attracted children. So we've worked a lot with children, but then you kind of get to meet the families and adults, and so you kind of start working with different people.
Yeah. And is there a language barrier? Or
there is a language barrier, but lots of people speak English, and there's kind of, you know, you can get by on like very little, like communicating.
Right.
Just, you know.
Well, it is visual after all.
Yeah.
And do you bring the guitar or anything?
No, I haven't brought my guitar, no.
Yeah. So what kind of music did you grow up with in the house?
Listen to a lot of Turkish music, a lot of
like
classical music.
Old Turkish music or
yeah,
more?
My dad's really into traditional kind of classical Turkish music.
Right. The sort of Ottoman stuff, the more courtly stuff.
Yeah, that stuff, and then like more like folk stuff as well. So
yeah, cool. All right. So does any of that, I mean, I mentioned before how, you know, it seems like in a number of your songs you find these unusual chords or chord sequences.
Mm.
Does any of that, maybe in retrospect, ever sound like maybe it might have come from that part of the world?
I don't know. My dad likes to think so, but I'm not really sure.
Huh. Oh, so I'm not the first person to suggest that, then.
No.
Okay. All right, so maybe... maybe Dad and I are hearing something in there. So the album comes out on March 22nd, and you know, having talked about this sort of inconclusive ending to the record, are you already thinking towards the next record? Will there be a continuation of the story, or is this its own thing?
There might be a continuation, but you know, there might be a phase two, but I don't know if it's going to be along the same theme.
Right. Well, phase one, as we've learned, is Miss Universe. And Nilüfer Yanya and her band touring around with Sharon Van Etten here in the States. They're playing for us this afternoon here in our studio. Why don't we hear the song Safety Net, which is a very sort of comfortable title for a song that is not quite those things, is it?
Okay.
It's Safety Net from Nilüfer Yanya and her band.
trying to be someone, so stop trying to be someone, so stop trying to be someone, so stop. I'll never be a safety net. It doesn't matter what you get, you don't wanna place a bet. I'll never be a winner, babe, I know. I'll never be a safety net. It doesn't matter what you get, you don't wanna place a bet. You'll never be a winner, babe, I know. Oh, I'll be soon. You know, I found nothing, go find nothing, cause find nothing instead. Because I'm not good looking, I'm not good looking, all I find nothing instead.
Very nice. Safety Net from Nilufer Yanya, singing and playing the guitar, Jazzy Bobby on keyboards and backing vocals, once again Ellis Dupuy behind our drum set, and Natasha Chittiat playing the bass. So there are various kind of ways of playing the guitar, Nilufer, and you seem to do most of them during the course of your songs, you know, finger picking, strumming, that song, something sort of in between. You talked about picking up the guitar while you were learning to write.
Yeah.
Who did you actually study guitar with?
My first teacher was David Kumu, who's a producer and
from Ninja Tune Records.
Yeah. And like jazz guitarist, musician. Mm-hmm. And then I just had like various different teachers.
And And just as with anything else, kind of finding your own voice.
Yeah. I think like what I was wanting to write is what I was wanting to play. It was kind of went hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's convenient.
Yeah.
So have you started thinking about, you know, the next iteration, or have you started writing again?
I have a bit, yeah. Not very focused, but I have been writing a bit.
Well, you do have other things in front of you right now. Hard to write on the road, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very hard to write on the road. You can get, like, ideas, but you need to finish, you know, an idea.
Right.
To mean anything.
All right. On the road you go with Sharon Van Etten.
Yep.
Nilufer, it's been great fun having you in the band here with us
Thank
today.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Getting high just from the heat. I'll be lost until we meet. Didn't think I'll be waiting for you. Didn't think it's the chances. Getting high just from the heat. I don't take well to defeat. Taking others, didn't think I'm not a soul.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Hear other Soundcheck podcasts and see other videos online at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.